Hello, this is Nicola from HP Plotter. The question we'll be covering in today's podcast is, when should you purchase a PostScript printer? PostScript is a page description language that was developed by Adobe, and that describes what a page should look like. And it has the ability to handle complex text and graphics. Now, you should always opt for PostScript if any of the following statements are true. Firstly, if your primary applications are those from the Adobe suite of software, such as Illustrator or Photoshop or InDesign. This is because, in general, any of these applications, especially if they use a mixture of vector and raster images, will yield the best results when using an Adobe PostScript driver. If you don't have PostScript, you may see the odd missing lines or other issues. Secondly, if your application only generates PostScript files, although this isn't common. Next, if you use EPS or embedded PostScript images in your files, some clip art, for example, is only available in EPS format, especially on Apple Macs. These images will only print correctly on a printer with PostScript capabilities. The other reason is if you primarily print PDFs. Now, you can still use a non-PostScript printer to print a PDF file, but you must open and view each individual file before you can print it. With PostScript, you have the ability to queue and print your PDF files. So, for example, you could select 20 PDF files, send them to the printer and have them print without ever having to open them. It's a huge time saver in an office where PDF files are the standard. And finally, where HP do offer you the choice between non-PostScript and PostScript, it's well worth investigating a little further because sometimes the PostScript model has extra advantages. For example, the Z3100 PostScript printer allowed you to send both TIFF and JPEG files to the printer without ever opening the files. So to summarise, if you think you might need PostScript either now or within the next few years, then while it may cost you a little more at the outset, it absolutely makes financial sense to purchase the PostScript model from the start rather than skimping and then finding you needed PostScript capability a year or so down the line. In most cases, making the wrong choice means you'll need to upgrade your design jet much earlier than you'd planned, simply because most standard models can't be upgraded to a PostScript model later. The good news, however, is that PostScript can offer you both time and labour savings, and also guarantee the best printing results, especially when you're using the Adobe suite of software. So realistically, most companies will recoup their initial investment by choosing the PostScript option. Well, I hope you found that information useful. And just to remind you, you're listening to hpplotter.co.uk. I'm Nicola Bray, and you can contact me by email on nicola@hpplotter.co.uk or telephone 0845 070 787. Look forward to hearing from you.